Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Shepherds must not give in to fight or flight. Both physically and psychologically, our natural response to an attack, a surprise, or pain is to fight or flight. Although this is a natural response, it's not the best response for shepherd leaders. Think about it. When a sheep is biting you or misbehaving, although you would like to smack them on the fuzzy nose or run away from them, those are not healthy responses. Jesus said that those who ran away in the face of attacks, either from sheep within or wolves without, aren't worthy of the title shepherd, John chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And Paul told Timothy that shepherd leaders must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. As I said, fight or flight is natural, but Jesus is calling his under-shepherds to a supernatural response. This will require God's help, which he frequently provides for us in the timely counsel of wise friends who have experienced the same pain you are experiencing. Check out this short video where I talk to a group of pastors about this topic.
I want to key in on that word. It is a natural response, both physically and psychologically, that when we feel pain, psychologists, doctors tell us we usually do one of two things, fight or flight. Are either of those good options for shepherds? Jesus said if we run away from the sheep, we're not really a shepherd, we're just a hired hand. Fighting the sheep, I don't think that that's a good option for shepherds either. Those are natural responses. What will help us not respond with fight or flight is going to require a supernatural response. We're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit to go, wait a minute, before I respond, that hurt. They just bit me. Before we respond by turning around and smacking them and saying, no, don't do that, I need to say, wait a minute, that's my natural response, fight, flight. What's the supernatural? Holy Spirit, how can you help me here? Show me, did I step on them? Did I ignore something? Did I miss something? Did they bring this hurt with me? This is what I need to pause to reflect on. And this is why, going back to the beginning, what I said is, this is a spot where you get together with another iron sharpened iron brother. Marshmallows don't sharpen iron. So make sure that you're picking the right person to get with at that time. Make sure that you can come and to somebody. That same chapter of Proverbs 27, says wounds from a friend can be trusted. So get with somebody that loves you enough that they might potentially wound you as they speak the truth to you. Because the second part of that verse says that an enemy just multiplies kisses. An enemy will just say, no, it's never you. It's not you. You're fine. You're good. It's that sheep. It's that obstinate sheep. You know, just kick him in the ribs. That an enemy will just multiply kisses. You're fine. But a true brother that will love you enough to speak the truth to you can be the one that can sharpen you as well. So that's the people that we have to get around. So
I am looking forward to facilitating a cohort of pastors. Pastors who have been hurt, pastors who are maybe right now being bitten and attacked by sheep. We're all in the same boat together. We're all experiencing the same kinds of pain. We're going to utilize the principles in my book, When Sheep Bite, principles that I learned by going through these painful experiences. This cohort is going to be limited to just 10 pastors. We want to keep the group small enough that we can have great dialogue with one another. And this is going to be a great iron sharpening iron time, not just within the cohort time, but after we're done. I believe you're going to develop some friendships that will serve you well for a long, long time. We don't want to respond naturally. We want to respond supernaturally. When we do, it strengthens our leadership as shepherds. It brings healing to our flocks. And most importantly, it brings glory to the chief shepherd. You need to sign up real soon before all the spots fill up. I've shared a link to that cohort below.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com. which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.